The Gautrain Management Agency is hoping to use national levies to fund its multi-billion rand expansion, saying that vehicle owners in the province aren't paying their fair share in taxes, exacerbated by the non-compliance in paying e-tolls. The agency is looking for funding to further expand the Gautrain and has approached National Treasury with proposals. William Dax, CEO of the Gautrain Management Agency, joins us now with more of the detail. William, thanks so much for your time this evening. So you're saying that people in cars don't pay their fair share in road taxes. That's going to be a bitter pull for anyone that does own a car and using the road to swallow. How are you backing that up,
Alicia? So first up, I've got to say, this is not what we're saying, that we're going to go and tax motorists. The simple point that we're making is that car use is unsustainable. So this is not about you and me driving home after work and paying for petrol or cars or what have you, for our car taxes. It's about the congestion and the environmental harm that we do. There's no ways that anyone in a car pays the full environmental cost of their vehicle. And that's not a tolling issue. It's an issue that relates to the way that we structure ourselves as a society. So I want to say that and get that out of the way. Most importantly, though, we are not in a position, we're at feasibility study stage. We are not saying there's new taxes or new tolls or anything for car users. So I think I have to set that record straight. We've done a study and we've looked at potential funding sources, which we're very excited about, and we're engaging with National Treasury and other stakeholders about it. But the good news is it's not motorists digging deeper into their pockets.
Okay, so good news, and that clarified, because one would think that it would be a case of putting the cart before the horse if we're going to delve into that solely as a funding source, given how many questions there are in terms of the supportive infrastructure for South African drivers or road users to actually transfer to the rail system as well, whether you're looking at security, accessibility, times, operating times for that matter, William. So what are some of the funding options that you are exploring at this stage?
Yeah, so the way that we approach this, and again, it's a feasibility study, so it really is being theoretical about these things. We had a look and we said, who benefits from a good public transport system? So the first name on the list is actually society. You know, if you have a look at Gautrain as it is now, it's had a massive economic impact, a positive impact. It's created jobs. It's led to more competitive cities. It's been a good investment. Right? So there's an argument to say that the taxpayer, and again, I'm probably going to get into trouble for this, but there's a justification for support from the national and provincial fiscal schemes. But then there's a lot of people who benefit by owning and developing properties around stations. Now, there's a target group that we've had a look at. And this is where the genuine public-private partnership comes in, mm-hmm. And blended finance sources. So those are definitely on the list. And it's a win-win situation. You know, I think a good public transport system brings people to stations, and property developers love feet through their malls, et cetera, et cetera.
So
but then there's also the people who actually use the train. And obviously, we've had a look at our fare structure and how that would also make sure that this is a sustainable project going forward.
As you suss out feasibility of these various sources, let's take a look at that private sector investment, down this avenue, William. What kind of buy-in are you getting from the private sector?
So, again, we have to be very careful not to go to potential investors and say, we've got a done deal, we've got a project. We haven't even got to tendering stage. But certainly in our consultations with stakeholders on the private sector side, the response has been very positive. And I think, again, the arguments that we're making about the benefits that these extensions could have for the economy and the way that it can be structured with this blended funding approach, it is attractive to investors. We've had very positive feedback in that regard.
Okay. As you go about your feasibility studies, are you being realistic about how feasible this will be at the end of the day, how viable it will be for the South African commuter to actually use this as a transport mechanism? Affordability issues, convenience issues have been ranked as perhaps, you know, the top two challenges. And then, you know, as we go further down the rungs, you've got security issues to contend with as well.
Alicia, yes, I mean, all of those challenges are there. But our reality is that if we don't invest in rail, road is going to fail us. You know, we're going to have over 21 million people in this province in the mid-2030s. And many of them will be employed moving around the province, and they can't do it by road. So that really is the message we're trying to get out here. It's not about how train, it's not about a particular project. Mm-hmm. It's about changing the way that we live and move in this province, that we remain sustainable. It really is an important message.
William, having said that, I mean, it also speaks to a collaborative type of investing or investment that needs to happen here. So, you know, is this investment being looked at holistically as opposed to just investing in expansion of the Gautrain?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and that's where integrated transport planning comes to the fore. You know, and we are part of an ecosystem in the province. I mean, I think we're the most visible one, and we get a lot of airtime. But behind the scenes, the departments and the transport authorities are really working hard on an integrated transport plan, of which Gautrain would be just one element.
Okay, well, William, we wait to see how this plays out as this engagement continues. Let's leave it there for now. That, of course, William Dax, who's CEO of the Gautrain Management Agency.